Maria, MARIAT.Salazar, SALAZAR. Date of birth is 5/27/1954. This is a 92-year-old woman from Mexico who moved here some 20 years ago. She has 4 children. One passed away. She's been widowed for years, period. Last time she was hospitalized with COVID, a couple of years ago, she's had COVID twice, actually, period. Her family has asked for hospice and palliative services to be initiated because of her change in mental status. She was diagnosed with, period, she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's dementia a few years ago. Over the past 6 to 8 months, she has lost over 10 pounds. She weighs 105 pounds at this time. She's very confused. She's oriented to person only at times, period. She has serious difficulty at night with behavioral issue and sundowner syndrome, period. She also suffers from anxiety, heart failure, COPD, fatigue, weight loss, shortness of breath, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, and issues with constipation, decreased weight, decreased appetite, protein calorie malnutrition, and aspiration syndromes, period. Symptoms, period. Allergy, none. Her daughter says that she's not sleeping very much. She's in desperate need of anxiety medication because the fact that she yells all night, period. She used to be on blood pressure medications, but no longer. Her blood pressure today was stable at 90 over 60. The only surgery she's had is a cardiac stent placement some years ago. Family history: mom died of old age, dad died of gunshot wounds years ago. She's quite confused at this time. She's sleeping 10 to 14 hours a day, period. Medical problems as above. Social: has never worked, originally from Mexico, widowed for years, lives with her daughter at this time. Allergy, none. Immunization: has not had any immunization at this time. Hospitalization related to COVID, as was mentioned. Her O2 side was 95% on room air. Pulse was 76. Respirations 18. Blood pressure 90 over 60. Heart positive, phone positive, pursuit. Distant heart sounds. Lungs, few bronchi, but clear. Shallow breath sounds. Abdomen soft. Scaphoid. Neck shows no JBD. Skin shows no rash, but decreased turgor. Oral mucosa is dry. Neurological: no lateralizing symptoms noted. Lower extremity shows muscle wasting. Assessment: 92-year-old woman with history of Alzheimer's dementia, diagnosed some years ago, period. The patient also has had change in mental status, difficulty mentation, oriented to person only and only at times, period. She has anxiety and symptoms of sundowner syndrome, severe, period. She has symptoms of aspiration, ADL dependency. Of course, she wears a diaper. She's sleeping 10 to 14 hours a day. She gets out of bed very infrequently. She used to use a cane, but she's not been able to do so just because she doesn't have the mentation to do so, period. New paragraph: her family tried to get her up to stand up because they wanted to get some sort of exercise, in quotation, period. Patient's condition has worsened to the point that she's a candidate for hospice and palliative services at this time, period. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live, period. Patient also has a history of heart failure, COPD, shortness of breath with activity, and hypertension, which has resolved right now because of subsequent and profound weight loss, period. Overall prognosis remains grave for this woman. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving their residence. Thank you. One second.